सहनावतु सहनावनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनामस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। चैप्टर 18 ऑफ भगवद गीता स्टार्ट्स विद अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ अर्जुना। अर्जुना आस्क्स क्वेश्चन टू द लॉर्ड, ओ लॉर्ड प्लीज टेल मी द डिफरेंस बिटवीन त्याग एंड संन्यास। व्हाट इज द एसेंस ऑफ संन्यास, व्हाट इज द एसेंस ऑफ त्याग, आई वांट टू नो दिस बिकॉज यू हैव यूज्ड दिस वर्ड और इनडायरेक्टली इंडिकेटेड मेनी प्लेसेस दैट देयर आर टू डिफरेंट थिंग्स। So instead of giving a reply directly to that question, Lord gives four wise men's view, four views of other schools. The first school says, Kamyanam karmanasnyasam sannyasam kabhiyobidu. Some pandits, some realized people, they say, if you renounce kamya karma, desire prompted action, then that is sannyas. That is sannyas. And another school says, sarva karma phalatyagam prahustyagam vichachana. And other school says, sarva karma. Sarva karma is, there are six types of karma. Nitya karma, naimittik, prayaschit, nishiddha, upasana, kamya karma. There are six. Out of these six, if you renounce only kamya karma, it is sannyas, according to one school. Other school says, if you renounce the fruit of action of all six types of karma, then it is called tyaga. The third says, tyajyam dosvati deke karma prahu manishina, manishina, another view is there. What is that? Tyajyam dosvati teke karma, all six karma. Don't do any karma because they have got a dos. What is that dos? They all bind us. That is the dos. All karma bind us because we don't know how to act in the world. Therefore, they all bind us. Yajna dana tapa karma na tyajyam iti chapare. Other school, the fourth school says, no, you should not leave yajna dana tapa. You can leave everything, but don't leave yajna dana tapa. You should do yajna dana tapa. Then in verse number 4, Lord says, nischayam srunu me tatra tyage bharasattama tyago hi purusha vyagra trividha samprakirtita. Well, oh Arjun, listen carefully. How carefully? Srinu, srinu means avadharya. It should stay in your mind. That information, that knowledge should be available whenever it is required. Avadharya. What is that? He said that tyag is tribhida. Tyag is of three types. He will tell us what is this tyag, three types. In this one he said,
yes,
Tyagi of three types. And we have seen Shankaracharya say that there is no difference between Tyag and Sannyas, because basically in both cases it is giving up. It is renouncing something. And we have also seen Tyag leads to Sannyas. Tyag leads to Sannyas. What is Sannyas? Renouncing of ego. Renouncing of ego. That means doership and enjoyership. What is Tyaga? Renouncing the fruit of action is called Tyaga. Tyaga will lead to Sannyas. You can't come to Sannyas at in first step itself. You have to start from the Tyag. At this point of time, we are not doing that. We are all doing Sakam Karma. From Sakam Karma, you have to come to Niskam Karma. Niskam Karma means you have to follow the Karma Yoga Marga. Yoga means it, that karma will unite you to the Lord. Therefore, that karma is yoga. The way which we are doing now, it is not karma yoga, it is karma. This karma will bind you. And karma yoga will slowly, slowly will take you to sannyas. That is what Lord has said to Arjuna also. He gave him the knowledge first. Nothing happened. Then after that he said, you have to do karma. You have to fight. Do karma yoga. He was forced to do the karma yoga. Then from karma yoga you come to sankhya yoga. You get the jnana. So in sannyas also, just by way of reference I am telling you, there are three types of sannyas. One is called the vividhisa sannyas. Vividhisa sannyas means vid means to know. Vivid means to know specifically. There is a desire to know. And renouncing your home to get the knowledge of the self is called vividhisa sannyas. You have got so much of urge to know the spiritual knowledge that you leave your home and go to the guru, I want knowledge. This is called vividhisa sannyas. Second is vidvat sannyas. What is this vidvat sannyas? You have already studied scripture. You know what is truth. Now you have falsified the word. You have renounced everything. After knowledge. So vividhisa is before knowledge. Vidvat is after knowledge you are taking sannyas. When you get the truth, after truth you renounce everything. Then you can, doership is gone, enjoyership is gone. Then you renounce, katam, sannyas. And there is an apatkalin sannyas, third. What is this apatkalin? Emergency. People at the time of, on the deathbed, they all want sannyas. Mere ko sannyas de do, abhi de do. Guru, come here, give me the sannyas. Shankaracharya is also did the same thing. At the age of 8, he went to the river to take bath, and it is said that a crocodile caught his leg, Shankaracharya's leg. Never ever anybody saw crocodile before that and after that in the same river. But at that time, God, mother was standing on the bank. And Shankaracharya is saying that I am going to die. You permit me to take the sannyas. Give me permission. And mother said, okay. No, no. This is called apatkalin sannyas. Now let us come to verse number 5.
Yajna dana tapa karma. Yajna dana tapa karma na tyajyam karameva tat na tyajyam karameva tat yajyo danam tapaschaiva yajyo danam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam pavanani manishinam यज्ञदानतपःकर्म न त्याज्यं कार्यमेव तत् यज्ञो दानं तपश्चैव पावनानि मनीषिणाम्.
Now Lord is certifying this opinion that yagya dan and tapascheva, this should be done. Yagya dan and tap should be done. Why? Pavanani manisinam. Pavanani, it purifies you. It purifies a wise person. If he does this yagya, yagya is sacrifice, dan is charity, tap is austerity. This should be done. They purify. You see, individually they also purify and collectively also they purify. How individually they purify? Like tapa. What is this tapa? The greatest tapa, it is said, manascha indriyanam cha ekagrayam paramam tapaha. What is the tapa? All the mana and indriya, if you are the sense organs, if you are able to control, self-control on them, that is the greatest tapa, it is said. So what happens? It purifies your indriyas. If you do the tapa, it purifies your senses, it purifies your mind. It increases your vitality. How vitality increase? Because you are already controlling. Our energy, our vitality dissipate because they are open. If you control, you conserve the energy. So the vitality increases if you do this tapa. Then dhanam. Dhanam is for dhana suddhi. For purifying your wealth. Many people ask this question. We are employee, we work very hard, 8 hours a day. Then we get our salary at the end of the month. My salary is pure. Why should I give donation? Mahatma, they explain this way. Very good. How your company, how your employer earned it? Is it by the righteous way or unrighteous way? You all will agree that sometimes the employer do lot of unrighteous thing also. He earned that money. Earned unrighteous way. When it comes to your hand, will it become righteous? No. You have to give dan and purify that. There is no percentage so far written in our scripture. Why? Because so that everybody can give according to their capacity and ability. That it should be given danam. Yagya. Yagya, if you do this yagya, fire rituals, then also that also purifies your mind and it purifies the atmosphere. When you are doing the yagya, you are giving all the good samagri, pure ghee and all other things you are putting. So that will purify the environment. And that purifies your mind also, because our mind is at that time with the Lord. When we are doing the, giving the oblations, then at that time our mind with the Lord. So it purifies our mind also. One thing more we have to understand here. There are three types of sorrow. We say, no, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Three times. Because because we know the sorrow can come from only three places. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik and Adhyatmik. Sorrow from the Lord, like tsunami, earthquake, drought, these are all coming from the Lord. We can't do anything. Adibhautik, the people, neighboring people, or the bhutas, they are disturbing me. And adhyatmik, my own body is giving trouble. Adhyatmik. So it is said, if you do the yajna, you are giving oblation to the Lord. Lord will be pleased. And whatever yajna shishta remains, that is prasad. That is adidaivik. You got it? When I am doing the yajna, I am offering oblation to the Lord. And we keep something, like in Gayatri Havan, you might have seen, when we give the ghee to the Lord, and we keep one drop separately, every time we put the oblation and keep one drop, one drop, one drop. So whatever is left is called yajna shishta, it is called amrit. It is prasad. So if you do the yajna, it is adidaivik upasana. Okay? If you are doing the yajna, it is adidaivik upasana. If you are doing the dana, it is adi bhautik upasana. Dan is only wealth, no? It is bhuta. When you are sharing your wealth, it is adi bhautik upasana. How is that going to help me? Your mamatva, your attachment toward the world will reduce. In dhanam, what you are doing? You are parting something from your wealth. We are very much attached to our wealth. We don't want to part. If you start giving little bit, your mamatva, your attachment to the wealth, start reducing. So that is adi bhautik upasana. And tapa, tapa relates to controlling your senses and mind. It relates to your adhyatma, your sarir. That is adhyatmik upasana. You see, each word has got so much of connotation behind it. If you analyze, then you will understand, oh, what Lord has said. Why yajna dana tapa? This will purify you in this way. Our mind is made of sattaguna. That we have studied in Tattvabodh, that the mind is made of sattaguna. And what are the impurities? Rajas and tamoguna make it impure. The moment the desire comes, our mind becomes agitated. Rajoguna has come. So if you do the yajna, dana and tap, then rajo and tamoguna start reducing. Mind is made of sattaguna. Rajoguna and tamoguna pollutes it. When I do the yajna, dana, tap, then rajo and tamoguna pollution come down. It's very scientific. Very scientific. It's not that you will become 100% sattvic. It will never happen. Because sattva, rajas and tamas always stay together. It is called yoga maya. But you can reduce rajo and tamogun to minimum. You can bring it out, bring it down. Sattvagun may be 60%, 70%, 80%, 99.9%, 0.1 will be rajas and tamas. But that will be there. So dan relates to money, tapa relates to body, and yag relates to drabhya. Drabhya means all the materials which you put in as a oblation. So how should we start? All three should be done. How should we start? The Mahatma says in Kali Yuga, the people should start with the dana. The easiest one is the dana. You only have to part, that's all. Then if you want further spiritual evolution, then you have to do yajna, fire ritual, oblations you do. You want more advancement in the spiritual, then you have to do the tapas. Tapas is most difficult. To control your senses, to control your mind is difficult. In comparison to dhanam. Dhanam, you have got money, you part, easiest. Second, oblations, you have to buy all the things, samagri, you have to make arrangement and all that. A little bit difficult than dhanam. Dhanam is most simple charity. Second is yajna. Third is most difficult is your controlling your senses and mind. Next verse.
Etanyapitu karmani Sangam tyaktva phalani cha Kartavyani ti me partha
Nischitam matam uttamam
Etanyapitu karmani Sangam tyaktva phalani cha Kartavyani ti me partha Nischitam matam uttamam.
Lord cautions. Yajna, dana and tapa also should be done in a particular way. Otherwise, you will get caught in this. They will also become the cause of your rebirth. He says, yajna, dana, tapa, he says, me partha nishitam matam uttamam. Me means mine. Lord says, this is my opinion. Nishitam, firm. Uttamam, best. No wavering. What? Etani api. Etani. Etani means yajna, dana, tapa. Because the reference is in the previous look is yajna dana tap. Etani api. This also should be done in this way. Yajna dana and tap should also be done in a particular way. What is that? Sangam taktva phalani cha. Sangam taktva phalani taktva. No attachment to yajna dana and tap. And not expecting any fruit also. Phalam taktva. I have said many times, whatever action you do, phal will come. No doubt about that. But don't crave for a specific fruit. That is what is meant here. Phalam taktva, phal will come. Don't crave for a specific fruit of action. And sangam taktva. And how to do it? Kartavyani iti me partha. This is my duty. I must do it. This is my duty to give dan. You should thank the person who is receiving dan. We expect other way. When I am donor, I am giving to some doni, we expect that the doni should thank me. Here Bhagavan says, you should do kartavya, this is my duty. I have got a duty toward my family, toward nation, toward universe. I am doing my duty. This is the Lord has said, yajna, dana, tapa should be done. It is my firm opinion. And it is the best opinion. It should be done. How this should be done? Sangam taktva. Phalani taktva. I am not expecting any specific fruit. I am not attached to it. What is this sang means? Sang means I am dependent on them and my sukh depends on that. This is sangha. My sukh is dependent on them. This is attachment. Sangam tektva. You see, people are attached to seva also. Many places you will find in the temple and all that, they are attached to seva. They come there to do the seva only. Attached to that seva. They will not allow others to do. No doubt it is a sattvic seva. But you are attached. Kartavya niti, it is my duty. And in duty you don't see likes and dislikes. When you go into the office, whatever your boss, your employer says, you do it whether you like it or you don't like it. He tells you this weekend you have to go to New York. You don't like it. You want to spend time with your family. but you have to go. So no likes and dislikes. You have to do it. Sangam asakti. This sangam is two types. One is karma sakti, another is kartitva asakti. Karma sakti, you are attached to seva. You don't want to leave. Karma sakti. Kartitva sakti, doership. I am doing. If the doership is there, then the enjoyership will be also there. Kartitva sakti. So if you accept any fall from yajna, dan and tap, that will make it rajasic. Be careful. Lord has said, you do this yajna, dan, tap without expecting any fruit. Fruit will come. But if you are thinking that this yajna, dan, tap will give me fruit, I want this fruit, it will give me fruit, it immediately become rajasic. Immediately will become rajasic or tamasic, and rajasic and tamasic, all you know, will put you in the cycle of birth and death. You will be in the cycle of that. And sattvic dan will give you moksha. So we should be very, very careful while doing the yajna dan tap that there should not be any phalam taktva, renouncing the phal, fruit of action, and renouncing the sangh, the attachment also. People are attached to, you know, so the little things people are attached. People are attached to the shirt. One person was going to a party. So he didn't have a good shirt. He went to his friend. Oh, can you lend me your shirt? He said, yeah, you take it. I bought a new one. Take it. Then he said, you come with me also. Both of them went to the party. His friend was, Mr. A was introducing his friend B, who has given her his shirt to A. So whenever B was introduced to the crowd there, he said, you know, the shirt Mr. A is wearing is mine, sir. Now Mr. A came to Mr. B. Why are you saying all this thing that you own this shirt? You are disrespecting me, insulting me. Okay? Next time he introduced another friend. He said, I don't know whose shirt is that. It's not mine. People are attached to small, small things. Even somebody says, we are doing the satsang or some political issues. In the crowd, somebody, people in the meeting, some discussion is going on. Somebody will start discussing about his world tour. Out of context, sangam tek, they are attached to it. So they express all these things. This api is very, very important word in this world. Some people interpret etani api, they say all the six type of karma are included here. But Shankaracharya says no. Here we mean only yajna, dan and tap. Because Lord has already criticized kamya karma earlier. And in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita he said any karma done other than yajna karma or in the spirit of yajna will bind you. So we are not talking about the kamya karma here. We are not talking about the nishiddha karma here. We are talking only about yajna, dan and tapa. Now comes, the Lord says, what is tamasic karma?
Niyatasya tu sanyasah karmano no papadyate karmano no papadyate मोहात्तस्य परित्यागः मोहातस्य परित्यागः तामसः परिकीर्तितः
तामसः परिकीर्तितः
नियतस्य तु सन्न्यासः कर्मणो नोपपद्यते मोहात्तस्य परित्यागः तामसः परिकीर्तितः
तामसः परिकीर्तितः दिस् इस् काल्ड् तामस् तामसिक त्याग वाइट नियतस्य तु संन्यास नियत कर्म व्हाट इज दिस नियत कर्म नित्य कर्म प्लस नैमित्य कर्म इज इक्वल टू नियत कर्म नियतस्य संन्यास यू हैव रिनाउंस और गिवन अप द नियत कर्म यू आर नॉट डूइंग योर नित्य एंड नैमित्तिक कर्म वेरी गुड कर्मणो न उपद्यते मोहातस्य परित्याग है व्हाई यू आर नॉट डूइंग मोह आउट ऑफ डिल्यूशन यू आर नॉट डूइंग देन दैट इज तामसिक त्याग तामसिक त्याग यू सी वी ऑल हैव गॉट ड्यूटीज अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर वर्ण एंड आश्रम एज ए ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र एज ए ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ वानप्रस्थ एंड सन्यासी वी ऑल हैव गॉट ड्यूटीज द शास्त्र टेल अस व्हाट आर आवर ड्यूटीज इन डिफरेंट पोजिशन एंड यू आर नॉट डूइंग लाइक एज ए ब्रह्मचारी हैज टू डू हिज ओन नित्य साधना एवरी डे एज ए गृहस्थ एज ए हाउस होल्डर You have to earn, you have to go out and earn, feed your family, that is your duty, niyat karma. And as a house lady, housewife, what is her duty? To cook for the family, that is the duty. If they leave this thing, nahi karenge. That is their nitya duty, nitya karma and nimitti karma. If you don't do it, then it is said moha because of ignorance you are doing this thing. This is not this is tamasik this tyag is tamasik tyag so they abandoned their nitya karma because of moha arjun also did the same thing he wanted to do that he said गुरुन हत्वा ही महानुभावान श्रेयो भोक्तुम वैक्षम पीह लोके हत्वार्थ कामांस तु गुरु निहैव भुंजीय भोगान रुधिर प्रदिग्धान गुरुन हत्वा आई विल हैव टू किल माय गुरु हु वाज अर्जुन गुरु द्रोणाचार्य विच साइड वाज ही स्टैंडिंग द्रोणाचार्य ही वाज इन द कौरव साइड व्हाई वाज ऑन द कौरव साइड Because he was employee of the Kaurava. Therefore he has to be on that side. So he said, Guru Hatwai Mahanubhavan. Mahan Anubhav, they have got a great experience. And you want me to kill Guru? Seyav bhoktum bhaichapai haloke. Better than that is I will go and beg. Bhiksha karenge. Seyav bhoktum bhaichya. हत्वार्थ कामांस तो गुरु नहीं बे भुंजी है भोगान रुद्र पर एंड इवन इफ आई किल एंड आई एंजॉय दिस स्टेट दिस किंगडम दैट विल बी ब्लड स्मियर्ड आई विल नेवर फॉरगेट आई विल नॉट नेवर बी एबल टू एंजॉय दैट किंगडम दैट सुख ऑलवेज आई विल थिंक सो मेनी पीपल वी आर किल्ड फॉर दिस सुख लॉर्ड डिडंट एक्सेप्ट हिज आर्गुमेंट And Lord says, Klaibhyam Masmaya Gamaha Partha. O Partha, Shrestha Dhanudhar was said, you are Klaibhya. You know what is Klaibhya? Unique. Unique. In Hindi we call it Hinjara. Lord is saying, He didn't accept. So Tyag of Arjuna at that time was not out of Vivek. His Vivek was clouded. Why his Vivek was clouded? That was the reason. They are all mine, I am there, Bhishma Pitama is my grandfather. I played it in his lap, how can I kill Dronacharya, Bhishma and all that? The attachment came in between. Mind clouded. There was no Vivek at that time, no discrimination. It is said they prepared for 12 years to fight. 12 years they were getting ready. And now in this Yuddha Bhumi, he has come here and said, I will not fight, I am going. I will do bhiksha. So, how can you do bhiksha? Are you a Brahman? You are not a Brahman. You have got no right to bhiksha. You are a Kshatriya. You cannot do that. That is paradharma for you. This is not your swadharma. What is the swadharma of Arjuna? Fight. That is your dharma. Who can ask for bhiksha? Brahman can ask for bhiksha. He was ready to take the paradharma, you see. When the vivek is clouded, we are ready to do anything. Thereafter, Lord will say about the Rajasik and Sattvik Tyag, which we take up in our next class.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.